Many are attempting to opt out of Washington Cares. That's the state's new taxpayer-funded long-term care program that will take effect next year. In January, employees will start having money taken from their checks, and then they'll contribute until they stop working. The state allows them to withdraw from the program if they have private long-term care coverage. Some, especially people nearing retirement, are trying to opt out because of a confusing provision in the program. Its website says WaCares will begin paying benefits in January 2025, but it also says residents must have paid into the program for 10 years before they can collect. So if people have to contribute for 10 years, why will the state begin paying benefits in 3 years? Who will be eligible then? And what's the incentive to stay with the program if people feel like they'll never have a chance to recoup what they've paid? For answers, we called Ben Vecti, who administers the program for the Department of Social and Health Services. He says there are two ways people qualify to receive benefits.
There's a permanent vesting pathway where you pay in 10 years, but there's also a temporary vesting pathway where you pay in for 3 years. And that's why the program starts paying benefits in 2025. So if you paid three out of the last 6 years, you're eligible for benefits. So that can help people who need care soon after they retire due to some kind of a health incident, for example, or a fall or an injury or an illness. Say someone, or God forbid, were to get cancer soon after they retired, that temporary vesting would give them care to help them with that. It also helps people who are mid-career and have a motorcycle accident or a bike accident or a ski accident. Those people also are helped by that. Also, a couple of other things to keep in mind are that, for example, you know, people say they're going to retire, but most people, when they retire, don't just go sit on the couch until they pass away, right? A lot of people do things like, they help for their church, or maybe you help a son or daughter with their business one day a week or something like that. If you work 500 hours a year, which is one quarter time, which is about a little over a day, one day a week, you can earn an additional vesting year for any year that you do that.
We took, as an example, a woman who is eyeing retirement within 10 years.
If she were to work 7 or 8 years and then retire, and she were to work 1 or 2 years after that, and pay in based on those 2 years, whether it's as an employee or as a self-employed person, then she could get to 10 years of vesting. So that's one way to do it. And I think a lot of people end up ending either because it's their plan or because they just need the extra money in retirement, end up doing something like that. Another thing to keep in mind is that the LTSS Trust Commission, which oversees our program, is very much aware of this challenge of people nearing retirement, and they formed a work group that's making recommendations to the full commission, and the full commission is going to make recommendations to the legislature in their report at the end of the year about ways to make it easier for people nearing retirement to vest in the program.
That's Ben Vecti, who is administering the Washington Cares program. Employees will begin paying into the program next January, 58 cents for every $100 you make. The program provides a lifetime benefit of $36,500. In order to get an exemption and to avoid the payroll deduction, you'll have to prove to the state by November 1st that you have a private long-term care plan. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.